Not here again. Gates wide open. Front door open. The whole place exposed to any passing pilferer. Somebody could back a lorry in here and pilfer the whole lot. Dad! It's no good. You can't say anything to him these days. I suppose he's sulking again.
I'm not wanted. I'll be better off out of bed.
I'll be glad when he's gone.
Well, he might have left a bit of tea on.
What am I gonna do? Kiss her life.
First aid book.
Electric shock. Stop bleeding. Rigor mortis. Broken legs. Artificial respiration. Place patient on stomach. Place both hands on the diaphragm. Who the hell's the diaphragm? Oh, Dad! Dad! Oh, please, make him wake up. Please don't let him snuff it. What a disgrace. The inquest. Oh, my God. The inquest.
Can you think of anything that might have driven him to this extreme act? Was he upset?
Yes.
Why? We had a row, did you?
Yes, but we always has rows.
What did you say to him?
Nothing. Nothing. I never said anything to him.
Oh, come, come, Mr. Steptoe. You can't expect the court to believe that. What did you say?
Wake up, Dad. Wake up. Well, you should have heard some of the things he said to me.
Well, I'm inquiring into his death, not yours. You had a quarrel. What did you say?
I said, you've outlived your usefulness. And you're nothing but an old ponce. I'd be better off without you. I didn't mean it like that, Dad. What have I done? I drove him to it. Oh, Dad, wake up, please. Oh, he's alive. Thank you, thank you. Oh, Dad, it's all right. It's me, Harold.
Get off me back. You're hurting me, quite quick.
Oh, yes, yes. He's all right. Dad, I'm sorry. Try to forgive me. I'll be a good son to you in future. I promise you, please. Come on, Dad. You're all right now. Look, I know I said it, but why did you have to come and do it? Why, Dad? Why?
Why what?
Why stick your head in the gas oven?
You see what I was doing. Filthy in there. Grease and instinct hasn't been cleaned out for years.
Cleaning it out?
Yeah, what do you think I was doing?
You was cleaning the oven out.
That's what you said.
You rotten, sadistic little swine.
You done that on purpose. You knew I was coming home, and you deliberately simulated death in order to make me think you'd done yourself in.
Yeah, don't be daft. I've got better things to do than play games with you. What do I want to do myself in for?
To make me feel rotten for what I said to you this morning and make a right burk of myself like I did.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? Properly put the wind up you, didn't I? Oh, I'm forgive me. I'll be a good son.
Well, it won't happen a second time, I can tell you. If I catches you like that again, I shall stuff your feet in and shut the oven door as well.
You wouldn't have the nerve. You won't come into the kitchen when I'm boiling winkles. I wonder, as a matter of interest, when you come into the kitchen and found me laying there and thought I'd done myself in, I wonder, who were you most sorry for? Me or you?
Look, I'm warning you. I'm not going to put up with this emotional blackmail any longer. You can cry all too often, you know.
What do you mean?
I'm saying no more.
Just remember the story of the little boy who stuffed his finger up the dike. You think about it. That's all.
What have you got there?
What's it look like?
Radiators.
Perhaps that's what they are then.
Well, are they then?
Of course they are.
Oh, they're all right. Nice lot of scrap there. Yeah, get a good few quid on them.
Well, that ain't nothing on them. There's a complete central heating system here. There's 6 radiators, pipes, furnace, not water tank.
Well, if you're not going to flog them, what are you going to do with them?
I'm going to install them.
So where?
Round the house. I'm going to encircle him with radiators.
And the arse, of course. Where do you think I'm going to install them? In our house, central heating.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. I've always wanted to live in a house with central heating.
Yeah, I know you have. That's why your rotten son who... can't wait for you to pop off, who hasn't got a good word to say for you, has paid for these out of his own pocket. In order that you might have a bit of eating in the house during the winter months, in order that your arthritis may have a bit of a chance.
It was a kind thought, Harold.
Come on now.
Very kind of you, Harold.
No, I don't mind.
Harold, I'm sorry for what happened. I didn't mean to frighten you.
That's all right.
It's nice to know you was worried about me.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
Blood's thicker than water.
I'd like you to know that in spite of all our little differences, I have nothing but the highest regard for you, both as a son and as a man.
Oh, thank you, Dad.
Now, who'll we get to put them in?
Oh, I'll put them in, Dad. Otherwise, they'll be too expensive.
You?
Yeah.
A great useless article like you. You couldn't put them in. You can't knock a nail at a wall.
Thank you very much. So much for the profound respect. That's who went for Burton, didn't it?
Oh, I don't mean you're useless, Harold, but it's a skilled job. It's a plumber. You aren't a plumber.
Well, if I can't connect up a simple plug to a simple radiator, I might as well simply turn it in. Would you excuse me a moment?
Oh, yes.
That's what do very nicely under the window. That's where the greatest heat loss occurs, of course. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Now, all I've got to do is measure up the room to find out the cubic capacity in order to work out my BTU.
You know what?
My BT British Thermal Units. See, each room has to have so many BTUs so as to establish a constant heat level.
Oh, you've been going into it then?
Oh, yes. I called in and got some pamphlets. Hi, it's very simple, Dad. By the end of the week, I'll have this place looking like a gas board advert. That with snow 2 feet thick outside, and we'll be sitting here in our continental briefs, sipping our ice frosted double strength export lagers, sweating like pigs. I tell you now, I'll have this house hotter than a Beetle Zero.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That'll do very nice. Ha!
Up a daisy. Oh, yes. Perfect. It's coming along, isn't it? Don't you realise that by installing central heating, we've added £1,000 to the value of this property?
Well, it looks very dodgy to me. I've seen central heating me time, but never a mess like this. You're only supposed to see the radiators, not the pipes. They're supposed to be under the floorboards.
But we haven't got floorboards, have we? We have got a concrete floor, haven't we? And I'm not digging that up. In any case, we're exposed piping, the greater the heating surface we have, haven't we?
It looks horrible.
I'm not unaware of the sense of intrusion it brings into the overall decor. But sometimes you must sacrifice your artistic sensitivity for the privilege of not having to stick your feet in the oven before you go out in the morning.
Look at that. What's that doing stuck out there?
Well, I've got a smaller one, have I? You can dodge past that, can't you? And what is the matter with you? You are looking for snags, aren't you?
Oh, that's good. Brilliantly to plan in that. What gave you that idea? Very novel. I couldn't have thought of that myself.
Oh. Hmm. I could have sworn that door opened the other way.
Yeah, you're great puddin'. You've lived all your life in this house and you can't remember which way the doors open.
All doors opens inwards. Only cupboard doors opens outwards.
This one opens outwards.
Well, it shouldn't.
Well, it does.
Well, it's ridiculous. I've never seen a door that opens outwards, not even on the pictures. I mean, when that bloke charges the door with his shoulder, it opens inwards. Because there's the other bloke on the other side with a gun. He's got a gun against the wall. And when that copper kicks the door in, it's inwards. Yeah, it's always inwards. Otherwise, he'd break his bleeding leg. Well, it's no problem. Half-inch clearance. I'll chop 3.5 inches off the bottom of the door and it'll open over the top.
Oh, brilliant. And we'll have a force nightingale hurtling around my legs while I'm cooking.
Oh, no, we won't. Because any draft coming in under the door has to cut over the top of the heated pipe. Now we'll have warm air entering the room, won't we? And warm air rises, doesn't it? Perfect. A couple of minutes with a saw, we'll have air conditioning as well. I think I'll patent that. I bet nobody's ever thought of that. That's where you need it, mate, up there. Come on, let's do the bedrooms.
I'll get a man in just to look at what you've done, make sure it's all right.
You are beginning to annoy me, Father. You're casting aspersions on my ability, aren't
I'm
you?
Not, Harold, really.
Oh, yes, you are. You're trying to undermine my confidence, aren't you? It's always been the same, ever since I was a kid. I bring my drawings home. I never got a word of praise from you. What would you do? You'd alter them.
I've never seen an animal with five legs before. She's better than the sky being green.
Well, I was only trying to show you the correct way.
Well, that's ways of showing people, especially kids. You does it by example, not by humiliating them. That's why I am the way I am now. Unsure of myself. But you're not going to do it with this. This is going to be all my work. Now, I don't want to hear any more about bringing a man in.
Yeah. Up your pipe.
What did you say?
I said I was bringing up the pipe.
Now, where do you want your radiator?
Under the bed.
Under the bed?
I love hot beds.
Well, why stop there? I mean, it's a double bed. Why not have it with you? Come on, which side do you sleep on? Hey, this side? Pass me the scissors. I'll cut hole in the bed for the mattress.
I'm not having that in the bed with me.
Why not? What's wrong with it? It'd be like having a permanently built-in warming pan.
It's too dangerous.
Yeah, perhaps you're right.
You get those scrawny little knees of yours stuck in the gaps of the radio. We'd have a very difficult job explaining that away to the fire brigade. Yeah, look very kinky.
Here.
Mrs. Olive. I got an idea. Let's do away with the radiators altogether. I'll connect up a pipe to your bed, and then you'll have hot water flowing all round you.
That's a good idea. Will it work?
Of course it won't work, you stupid twit.
Why not?
Well, because... It's a question... You've got a brass bedstead. Yeah, on the other hand, for the simple reason, you've... Well, take the rise and the fall. Then it's the pump. It might work. Yeah, let's give that a try. Look, we take this pipe here, run it straight up the wall, bring it across the ceiling, and straight down into here.
Here, we connect it up to that.
Yeah. Right, now, we connect the pipe from there into this. Now, the hot water goes down here, along the bed of way, goes up and down, up and down, up and down, goes along the side of the bed, and it comes out here.
That's it. We connect up a bit of pipe to this, and I runs it right along the wall.
Now, it's got to go through my bedroom, round about here. Pass me the hammer and chisel, would you? Oh, pity I got a wooden bed.
Well, there's lots of brass bedsteads out in the yard. You wouldn't have them in the house before. You said you wanted a Scandinavian room.
Yes, that's true. So I could always use one of the smaller radiators and box it in with a little mess grill. I don't think that'll impinge on the overall ambiance. Did you know that this wall was only half an inch thick?
Yes.
Then why didn't you tell me?
I forgot. Oh, built years ago, that was. It used to be all one room. Your grandfather did it just after I was born. I was number 10, see? He took one look at me and he said to your grandfather, "That's it, all right, no more." Bunged up the partition and they never met again except at dinner time. You never knew your grandfather, did you?
No.
Ah, that's right. He died just after you was born. Whelk poisoning. Oh, he couldn't half put the whelks away. They reckoned he got his teeth in a bad one. Now, without one word of a lie, I've seen him coming home from the Skinner's Arms of a Saturday night, put away 10 pints of whelks and a big enamel jug full of bitter, give us all a cat round here, all off after bed.
It's a wonder my grandmother didn't put a partition up.
That didn't stand a chance, women in them days. Now, one word out of place, and she'd get a gas bracket wrapped round her head. Ah, yes. Many's the night she spent locked in the coal hole, screaming her head off.
What illustrious forebears I do come from.
Don't you start getting ashamed of your family background.
Oh, I'm not. But you must admit, it's hardly Grouse Moore stuff, is it? Well, I can't quite imagine the 14th Earl of Hume's granddad locking his old woman up in a coal hole and dying of a surfeit of whelks.
Well, they was hard days, they were. That's why people lived then. Think yourself lucky you got it so cushy.
Oh, I do. Every night, before I goes to bed, I has a walk round the yard and the house, and I says to myself, just think, one day, this'll all be mine. I have to pinch myself to make sure I'm not dreaming.
Pass it that bit of pipe, would it?
No. Let me do it. I haven't done anything yet.
What? Through my looking glass mirror.
Oh dear. That means we'll have 7 years bad luck.
In our circumstances, I don't think it'll notice that.
If you really want to help, go and make a cup of tea. Don't bring it up. I'll come down for it. Just stay out of the way. I'll call you when I'm finished. I got a much faster without you. Go on.
Now
he's
at all, doesn't he? I bet he has to get a man in the air.
And stop
done that very neat. You done that very nice. That is a very professional bit of plastering.
How bad is it?
Yes, very good. Only took you 3 days.
I've been doing all the others. Well, this is the last, all finished now.
It's very good. That is a superb bit of restoration. Here, you ought to be on cathedrals. Now they need craftsmen like you. What are you like on gargoyles? You'd be a good model for one.
I can see it now. Dozens of little Albert Steptoes all round the gutter in, spouting water out of their mouths.
Right, the choir boys to death, it would.
If your workmanship's as good as mine, we've nothing to worry about.
All right, then. Come on. All ready for the switch on. There it is. Now, all we got to do... switch the pump on, light the boiler,
and retire immediately.
No, we don't. He goes inside, takes our clothes off, and sits there steaming in the heat. Give us the next one. No, no, no. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, let's do this properly. I mean, this is an occasion. Ladies and gentlemen, the grand opening and switching on ceremony will be performed by Mr. Albert Steptoe, well-known local dignitary and chairman of the Keep Britain Tidy Management Committee. Mr. Albert Steptoe has kindly consented to step in today in place of Prince Philip, who unfortunately cannot be with us, owing to the fact that his helicopter cannot land in the backyard.
Mr. Albert Steptoe!
I ain't touching it.
Go on, let's have that.
Look, the pilot's alight. What's that? It's alight. It's all systems go. I think we'll set it at 170. Now switch on the pump. Right, Lord, they will not fail you. Come on, come on.
Is it getting warm?
Oh, yeah, give it a chance. It won't take long. Oh, that's just the water circulating. It's got to find its way about. It's probably an airlock.
Turn it off, Harold. I don't like it.
Nah, now, don't be silly. You might expect some noise if all system settles in.
Look at them radiators. They're on the move. Look at them.
Thank you.
stupid, overgrown, useless, idiotic twit.
Did you say something, Father?
Shut up. Ceiling's gone, electricity gone, 3 inches of water in my bedroom.
It's drying out quite nicely.
You were saying?
That must be the last of it. I'm up top where I could. That must have been under the floorboards.
I wish you were.
Well,
at any rate, you were right about one thing. Being able to stay in here in our bathing costumes, I think I'll go and put mine on.
There's no need to take any sort of an attitude.
Yeah, shut up.
I think I know where I went wrong.
I'm going to bed. With the horse! What, that's it?
I'm finished. I'll never touch another thing in this house. Never, never, as long as I live. Never, not another thing.
That's funny.
Oh, God.
Now I've caused the gas leak.